The infinite has always been rule's chief opponent, seen as competition for the crown of being most supreme, predominant, and even to their deepest shame, most benevolent. At first it was sufficient for the Plato's tribesmen to claim they represented for it, but then Paul showed them that it gleamed in every one of us. It was diffuse and deeply rooted. Their job, the stifling of it, our glow and spontaneity seemed endless if they didn't find a way to conquer every one of us when we were infants, making use of religion to do it, which, as we learned from Popper, was already a strategy well established for power centuries before Paul. Quoting Karl Popper, The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 2, The High Tide of Prophecy, Hegel, Marx, and the Aftermath, and this is from one of our shows, but you can see the full text in the appendix that follows show text. Quoting Popper, For we have seen that such motives, the use of religion, are openly and cynically, or more precisely, shamelessly expressed as early as in the 5th century BC by Critias, the leader of the 30 tyrants. And similar statements can be found frequently during the history of Greek philosophy. However this may be, it can hardly be doubted that with Justinian's persecution of non-Christians, heretics, and philosophers around 529 AD, the Dark Ages began. The church followed in the wake of Platonic Aristotelian totalitarianism, a development that culminated in the Inquisition. The theory of the Inquisition, more especially, can be described as purely Platonic. It is set out in the last three books of the Laws, where Plato shows that it is the duty of the shepherd rulers to protect their sheep at all costs by preserving the rigidity of the laws, and especially of religious practice and theory, even if they have to kill the wolf, who may admittedly be an honest and honorable man, whose diseased conscience, unfortunately, does not permit him to bow to the threats of the mighty. Unquote. Purity of soul, the totalitarian mate for the totalitarian state, became the religion stood against the light of Paul and falsely framed it. It's how the Plato's tribe tried to nullify him, ultimately defining our inherent freedom, our spontaneity, as unclean, making us ashamed of our spontaneity, our body's speech uncensored. They used Paul's words against him, as they do with all prophets, as they did and hope to continue to do with Prince. God forbid. Purity of soul was posed as skewed expression of rigid adherence to the law. Even so, we'll be learning afresh from Paul the annulment of any law but love. We see how needed is our Prince. Prince has brought to us the new covenant, new only in the sense that he establishes it, embodies or manifests it as he proclaims, models, and explains it. But no doubt, Paul's testimony on the truth has been heard continuously over the generations subsequent, but the state preempted all attempts to establish it.